Get to work with Larry and John.
It's the disco version of Star Wars.
Please.
It's what you wanted, John.
I didn't want the disco version.
Yeah. Double knit pants with scenes from Gone with the Wind on your back, gold chains, platform shoes. It's 808. I'm Larry Richard.
I expect the village people to come walking in at any moment.
No, they're in the newsroom. We are joined by Dr. Robert Thompson from Syracuse University on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline. You see him on the network, too. We consider him a regular guy, even though he's super famous. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I remember that. I think that was by a group called Meco or Mecco, and the flip side of it was something really cool as well. That was like a 17-minute track.
Very good.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Well, you are the expert in pop culture.
Those were also my days. Star Wars came out when I was graduating from high school.
Well, you know, it's interesting you point that out, because Star Wars actually has cut across more than one generation, because you had the first three films that came out, and then you had this gap, and then the next three came out. And so as a result, you've pulled in multi-generational kids into this, kids who are of all ages, of course. But my daughter, who's 19, is really into Star Wars. And yet, she wasn't even thought of when the first movies came out.
Right. Well, thanks to home video, too. You've got, you know, I, of course, watched the first ones go when I was in college. And then, that's right about the time Star Wars comes out, about the same time that the first VCRs come out. So you had that whole generation that were watching the first three Star Wars on home video, and they were as excited for the new trilogy to come out 20 years later as the people who had actually watched it in the theaters the first time.
Well, obviously, the folks at Disney thought it's a pretty good franchise to pay the kind of money that they're paying George Lucas. They showed the signing, Iger and Lucas, and imagine that deal, the billions of dollars that George Lucas is looking at. That must feel pretty good.
$4 billion, he gets two of it in cash, or half of it in cash, and the other half in stock. When this is all said and done, Lucas is going to own about 2.2% of Disney.
Now, how much pressure is on for this first film that comes out in 2015?
Oh, man.
I mean, for one thing, let's just talk cast here. I mean, do you bring back the original cast to try and continue the trilogy, or do you start fresh?
Well, I'm not sure when the next trilogy. I mean, apparently Lucas had this outline a long, long time ago, all nine of the films that he saw in these three trilogies, and I'm not sure how much further along in the life of Luke and Leia and all the rest of them the next trilogy takes place. But my guess is it's going to be kind of tough to do that with the originals. But the fact that all these stories have gotten kind of Lucas's seal of approval, and he's going to be a creative consultant on the film, all those films, I think that's probably good for the kind of legitimacy of Disney taking over. But, you know, who knows? Certainly the second trilogy was not nearly as well received as the first, and who knows where the third will go.
So they're also going to add some attractions at their theme parks, obviously Star Wars based, that'll be, I would imagine they'll do it up big time.
Yeah, this is Disney after all. And they've also, in buying this, they get the Indiana Jones franchise, which has not been exploited nearly to the extent that I'm sure at some point it will be. So, you know, Disney now, when you think of it, they've got Pixar, they've got the Muppets, they've got Marvel, not to mention ESPN and ABC, and of course all the original Disney characters and so forth. That is a cultural empire of jaw-dropping proportions.
We should share some of the names that they were.
Have you heard about this? The mashing of movie titles that the Twitter has come up with.
Oh, I heard about When You Wish Upon a Death Star.
Yeah, well, that's just the beginning. You've got Song of the Sith.
Okay, that's
all right.
Pretty,
see, Song of the South, funny. Song of the Sith.
That takes a minute, but I get it.
Yeah, okay. The Princess Leia Diaries.
Oh, yeah.
Snow White and the Seven Droids. Beauty and the Boba Fett.
Oh, man.
I like Jabba the Poo.
Oh, that's that would be funny, because you could get stuck in a little honey jar or a cave.
In an outhouse.
Yeah. Obi-Wan Kenobi, that was another one.
And if someone was going to get stuck in an outhouse, it would have been Jabba.
Right.
Yeah,
but it does. A good point.
The outhouse in the first place.
It opens the possibility. So if Disney thinks it's worth $4 billion, they must have done their homework. We all will see whether we like it or not.
Yeah, we will, apparently by 2015, which kind of surprised me. That's coming up.
In a magnitude, you know, to put together a film of that magnitude, that isn't a lot of time. You're right.
But it will be. I mean, the one thing is, I think people now see this as hope that the Star Wars trilogy that never was and that Lucas said wasn't going to happen now looks like it will. And I think that's got a lot of people very excited.
Well, you throw enough money at somebody.
Doctor, right. Well, he's 68 years old. That's not a bad way to retire.
But Darth Vader's dead. The Emperor's dead.
Well, you can always go backwards, or they can have a shower sequence that they was just dreaming. Anyway, Dr. Robert Thompson.
That's a really good idea, that shower
sequence. Yeah, there you go.
The 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am your father.